Podium Audio presents Dropping the Ball, written by Melanie Jacobson, performed by Devin Sorvery and Blake Lockhart.
Chapter 1. Caitlin. I am staring at the pecs that broke my nose 8 years ago. Micah Croft's pecs. Micah freaking Croft. It was inevitable that I would have ended up face to face with Micah Croft at some point. Austin is big, but it's not that big. I had no idea it would be for work, no idea that he was the architect Madison had referred to a couple of times, that it was his store she meant we would visit, that he's the brains and vision behind her grand gala plans. Why would I? We hadn't gotten into venue specifics yet, and whenever my sister mentioned the name Micah, in tones ranging from excited to awestruck, it never crossed my mind that she meant the only person I've ever truly loathed. He was the last person I would have expected to literally run into when Madison dragged me to Austin's design district to look for ideas to upgrade my house. How can this be happening? How can I be standing in a hipster heaven of repurposed furniture, face to peck, with him? I have theories, but truly, there's only one answer. The universe hates me. It is a hate so vigorous and specific that part of me respects it. I draw a calming breath and step back, schooling my face into bland detachment as I drag my gaze up to meet the stare of Micah Croft. Half of his mouth curves into a lazy smile. If it isn't Caitlin Armstrong in the flesh. Micah Croft makes the word flesh sound dirty, like I'm not standing in his merchant space wearing business slacks and my first turtleneck of September. I would pay anything to rewind time by an hour, back to the point where Madison suggested we pop in at Remix Aesthetic to window shop, back to the point where I could have said no. I'd rather streak the next board meeting, no. Pluck me bald, no. Would it cost me a pound of flesh? A year of my life? My ridiculous trust fund? I'd give it all for that rewind feature. Anything not to be standing here, right now, in front of Micah Croft. Chapter 2. Caitlin. An hour ago. Actually, no. To understand the problem, I have to go back at least a week. Or 8 years, depending. A week ago. Daisy Buchanan needs my pregnant sister's belly, and Madison lets her. Down, Daisy, I tell my gray-striped cat. It's a fitting name for a cat rescued from a club called Gatsby's. She's taken over Madison's lap, while my sister sits on my linen sofa, one of the few pieces of furniture I've ordered. Daisy pays me no mind. Madison, push her off. You're the boss. She's not bothering me. Madison looks right past Daisy, as if my cat isn't 3 inches from her face. I'm not worried about Daisy bothering you. I'm worried about her bothering... I frown at Madison. Does that baby have a name yet? She lifts her hand, a lazy gesture, as if naming her child is a minor matter. I still have 4 weeks. You can call her Harper today if you want. They've been trying names a few weeks at a time. Last month it was May, and before that, Ivy. Daisy deigns to give me a glance over her shoulder before she goes back to kneading. Doesn't that hurt? I ask. She's keeping her claws in, Madison says. Do your cats do that at home? You know Tabitha won't mess with anyone but Oliver. Smudge, on the other hand, won't leave me alone. The second I sit down, he's on his back with his ear on my belly. The theory is that he can hear Harper's heartbeat. She scratches Daisy's head and offers me a tired smile. You ready to do this? This?